Imagine flying effortlessly through vibrant skies, conversing with departed loved ones, or suddenly realizing mid-nightmare that none of it is real. Welcome to Lucid Dreaming, where you become the director of your dreams while they unfold. This natural human ability has fascinated Tibetan monks, neuroscientists, and creative minds like David Bowie and Stephen King, who cited lucid dreaming as a wellspring of inspiration. Since its scientific validation in the 1970s, this practice has evolved from an obscure phenomenon into a powerful tool for personal growth, creativity, and psychological healing. What makes lucid dreaming truly remarkable is its accessibility. It requires no special talents or equipment, just proper training and persistence. This isn't about escaping reality. It's about expanding consciousness and unlocking the extraordinary potential that lies dormant within your sleeping mind. During REM sleep, our brains remain nearly as active as when awake, while our bodies lie paralyzed, REM atonia, to prevent acting out dreams. Brainwave patterns show characteristic theta waves similar to those in meditation and creative thinking. Stephen LaBerge's groundbreaking Stanford research in the 1980s proved people could maintain conscious awareness while dreaming. He developed a technique where lucid dreamers signaled researchers through predetermined eye movements that appeared on polygraph recordings. Studies revealed strong connections between dream actions and physiological responses. When lucid dreamers held their breath or experienced dream sex, their body showed corresponding physiological changes, demonstrating the profound mind-body connection during dreaming. These findings explain why dreams feel so authentic. To our brains, they are real experiences. When we dream of running, our brain activates the same neural pathways used for actual running. This makes lucid dreaming valuable for skill development, as the brain processes dream practice similarly to physical practice. Studies show up to 20% improvement in physical skills practiced during lucid dreams, benefiting athletes, musicians, and performers. Before becoming lucid in dreams, you must remember them. Everyone dreams several times nightly, though recall ability varies. Dream recall improves with practice. Set a clear intention before sleep. Tonight, I will remember my dreams. Place a notebook beside your bed as both reminder and tool. Upon awakening, remain still, as movement can disrupt fragile dream memories. Ask yourself, what was I just dreaming? If nothing comes, try gentler questions about emotions or images. Record everything immediately, even brief notes to expand later, as dream memories evaporate quickly during the transition to wakefulness. Dating entries and giving dreams memorable titles helps organize your collection. With consistent practice, most people see significant improvement within weeks. When you regularly remember at least one dream per night, you've developed sufficient recall for lucid dreaming. Your dream journal also helps identify personal dream signs, recurring oddities that can trigger lucidity. The fundamental challenge in becoming lucid is activating your critical faculty, the part responsible for reality testing while dreaming. Since we rarely question our consciousness while awake, we seldom do so while dreaming. The solution? Regularly ask yourself, am I dreaming or awake, throughout your day. This practice, called reality testing, creates a mental bridge between waking and dreaming consciousness. Perform these tests thoughtfully, looking for oddities and checking if you can clearly remember recent events. Reliable tests include reading text twice to see if it changes, checking digital displays, attempting to push your finger through your palm, or trying to float. Perform these tests during dreamlike situations, surprising events, powerful emotions, or scenarios resembling your recurring dreams. With consistent practice, this habit will transfer into your dreams, triggering lucidity. What makes this technique powerful is that genuinely wondering if you're dreaming often indicates you are dreaming. The presence of this doubt frequently signals you're in a dream state. Among the many techniques for inducing lucid dreams, the mnemonic induction of lucid dreams, MILD, stands as the most scientifically validated method. Developed by Stephen LaBerge during his doctoral research, this technique increased his personal success rate from 5 to 26 lucid dreams monthly. Mild treats lucid dream induction as a prospective memory challenge, remembering to recognize your dreaming while you're actually dreaming. The technique is most effective when practiced during early morning hours after naturally awakening from a dream. The process involves 5 key steps. First, remain still and recall the dream you just had. Second, affirm, "The next time I'm dreaming, I will remember to recognize that I'm dreaming." Third, visualize yourself back in the dream, but recognizing a dream sign that triggers your lucidity. Fourth, imagine what you'll do once lucid. Finally, repeat this mental rehearsal until your intention feels firmly set or you fall back asleep. Mild works by leveraging your brain's natural processes. By practicing immediately after a dream, when your brain is still partially in dream mode, you create a powerful association between the dream state and your intention to become lucid. Once you've achieved lucidity, the next challenge is maintaining and directing your dream experience. Novice lucid dreamers often wake up shortly after becoming lucid due to excitement, but specific techniques can help you remain in the dream state. When a lucid dream begins to fade, try LaBerge's spinning technique. Stretch out your arms and spin like a top with your dream body. This generated new dream scenes 85% of the time in his research by engaging the vestibular system. To maintain lucidity, repeatedly remind yourself, "This is a dream," to prevent your attention from wandering. Flying is one of the most exhilarating aspects of lucid dreaming, serving as both an excellent dream sign and reliable state test. Methods include Superman-style flight, swimming through air, sprouting wings, or riding fantastic vehicles. Remember that dreams operate according to expectation rather than physical laws. Your beliefs directly affect your experience. If you think something impossible, it will be. Approach dream challenges with confidence to achieve seemingly impossible feats. Nightmares manifest our worst fears with convincing detail, producing genuine terror. Lucidity converts this vulnerability into power by allowing you to control your response rather than being helplessly swept along. Psychologist Paul Tholey's research shows engaging threatening dream figures in dialogue works better than fighting or fleeing. When lucid dreamers question hostile characters with "Who are you?" or "Why are you here?", they often transform into friendly figures who help explain the dream's meaning. One dreamer made a terrifying spider vanish by acknowledging, "I am not afraid." Another, who suffered nightmares for 26 years, confronted her monster by declaring fearlessness and later commanded it to smile, transforming it from menacing to comical. This approach recognizes hostile figures often represent disowned aspects of ourselves. Dialogue promotes self-integration while attacking them symbolically attempts to destroy parts of our personality. In Tholey's research, 66% of participants resolved real-life problems through lucid dream confrontations, experiencing reduced anxiety and improved emotional balance. Your nightmares might be invitations to greater self-awareness rather than experiences to avoid. By facing what frightens you in lucid dreams, you gain power in both dreaming and waking life.